Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach, and each episode I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called The Difference Between Wanting Success and Training for It. Let's dive in. Here's something that might surprise you. Every entrepreneur says they want success, but only 3% actually train for it, like an athlete trains for the Olympics. Most of us live in the gap between wishful thinking and systematic preparation. Today, I want to expose what separates dreamers from achievers. Think about how athletes approach their craft. They don't just show up on game day hoping to win. They drill fundamentals every single day, whether they feel like it or not. Successful entrepreneurs follow the same principle. They make their daily sales calls, create content consistently, and develop their skills systematically. Research shows it takes 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to master any complex skill, and building a business is no different. But here's what's fascinating. Raw talent isn't the determining factor. Stanford studies reveal that entrepreneurs who practice stress management and decision-making under pressure outperform those with better initial ideas by 40%. Training your mind to handle rejection, uncertainty, and setbacks is more valuable than having the perfect business plan. Winners condition themselves to see obstacles as training opportunities, not roadblocks. The real game changer is understanding that systems beat motivation every time. Motivation gets you started, but systems keep you going when the excitement fades. Professional athletes don't rely on feeling motivated. They follow structured training programs regardless of their mood. Create non-negotiable daily business habits around lead generation, skill learning, and strategic planning. Let me share a personal story that changed how I think about this. When I started my consulting business, I desperately wanted clients but kept making excuses about outreach. I decided to treat cold emailing like athletic training, 20 personalized emails every morning for 90 days straight. I set up tracking systems, studied response rates, and refined my approach based on data, not feelings. Days 1 through 30 were brutal, mostly silence and rejections. I wanted to quit constantly, but I kept showing up like it was training, not hoping for immediate wins. By day 60, responses improved. By day 90, I had 3 paying clients and a systematic approach I could scale. The difference wasn't talent or luck. It was treating business development like a skill to be trained, not a wish to be granted. Here's what I want you to do. Pick one core business skill you need to develop, whether that's sales, content creation, networking, or product development. Design a 30-day training program with daily practice sessions. Set measurable reps, 5 sales calls, 1 piece of content, 3 networking messages, or 2 hours of focused skill learning. Track your performance daily and adjust your technique based on results, not feelings. Most importantly, commit to showing up regardless of motivation. Champions train especially when they don't feel like it. Success isn't about wanting it more than others. Everyone wants success. It's about training for it when nobody's watching, especially when the work feels mundane. Champions are made in practice, not in the spotlight. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.